27th of July 2020. We continue Father Meditation Part 28, The Primacy of Love to God. We have already pointed out in the preceding meditations that the fulfillment of the first commandment, to love God with all one's heart, with all one's strength, is the basis for all actions arising from love. The good that we do on the basis of our decision will only gain its full splendor when it is done, witnessed, and thus also serves for the glorification in our union with God. It's only too just to make this reality, which is known by us Christians. For what could we achieve without God's help and grace? What have we not received from God? Therefore, it is also important not to behave as if we had created the good from ourselves alone. We are creatures of God and are raised to His children by His grace. We do not want to interpret this fact as a limitation of our personal abilities, as pride tries to do, and in the worst case perverts into satanic rebellion. No. To confess God is a work of love and gratitude towards our Father and Creator, and a realization of the whole reality. We know that our Divine Father does not need us in our worship, because He is perfect in Himself. He is moved only by the desire to redeem us and to share in His eternal glory. And the more deeply should our love for God awaken for that, and answered this gift of love. So it says in the Father Book, I turn to all people around the world and wish that the call of my fatherly love be heard everywhere. You should get to know this infinite love. It is a constant reality. Therefore, love, love very much, love always, but also place this Father in the midst of your love, so that from this day onward, I may prove to all of you to be that Father who loves you most passionately. So it is a matter of living God's love and of witnessing to it. In this way, we also counteract the spreading forgetfulness of God, which contributes greatly to the fact that the layer of ice around humanity grows together with the errors. Through the loving and humble testimony of our dependence of God, we also correct that humanism which wishes to draw good from man alone. It is logical that the Lord calls upon those who are already in His special service to proclaim Him. So says the message of the Father. And to you, my chosen children, priests and religious, I especially commit myself to make known this fatherly love, this love which I have for all men and for you in a special way. Your call to work so that my will may be realized in you and through you among men. And this will consist that I will be recognized, loved and revered. Do not leave my love unanswered for so long, for I am very thirsty to be loved. So it is by no means indifferent to God whether we respond to His love or not. He thirsts for this love, so he can give us the fullness of his grace, or rather, that we may be ready to receive it. Perhaps we can imagine this a little bit if we ourselves have knowledge about very important things, for example, what the other person is looking for, desperately. But the person is so busy with himself that he doesn't listen at all and keeps getting entangled in the search for a solution. It is precisely our affection for him that makes us want him to turn to us and to open his heart so that we can share with him what he's looking for so urgently. We thirst for him to listen.
We will hear a song from Saint Hildegard from Bingen to Godfather.
Ante omnem creaturam et in spice necessitatem hanc quae super nos cari et abstrae a manu.